Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to the unofficial Eurovision podcast. Yes, hello, I am Ewan Spence, and welcome to this, the first of many of the Eurovision podcasts I shall be bringing to you throughout May. It is unofficial, but it is going to provide you one way of getting behind the scenes at the Eurovision Song Contest. When the contest is actually running live at the end of May, I'll be here with an audio commentary available for you to download. Before then, we'll have questions and answers from inside and backstage at the Telenor Arena Stadium in Oslo. We'll be having a look at every single Eurovision song through a set of jukebox juries. But now, we're going to have the first in a series of short guides to Eurovision and some pertinent Eurovision topics as well. First of all, in this very first podcast, an overview of what the contest is all about. Because I know most people in Europe, when we say Eurovision, will know exactly what I mean. But everybody else, let me introduce you to this contest. It's been running since 1956, every year without fail. This is the 55th year of the Song Contest. It is rightly regarded as one of the most popular television programmes on the planet. There are 112 million viewers watching the grand final live on the Saturday night in May, where the contest traditionally runs. This rivals numbers such as the Super Bowl in America, Super Bowl 44, with the Saints and the Colts, pulled in about 105.6 million TV viewers. Slightly more here in Europe. But there's various ways of counting and statistical. So let's just say one of the most popular, I think that would be fair. As I said, set up in 1956 to promote the new technology then of microwave transmissions of television signals around Europe and the idea of harmony and countries all working together to put on this massive show every single year. This year, 39 countries in the European broadcasting area will be taking part. 34 of those countries will take part over two semi-finals. First one will be on Tuesday, May the 25th. The second will be on Thursday, May the 27th. 10 countries from each semi-final will go through to the grand final, which is held on Saturday, the 29th of May. They will join the hosts Norway and the big four countries of the United Kingdom, Spain, Germany and France, who automatically qualify every year by virtue of paying for most of the event. Norway, of course, they're the host country because they won last year. Whoever wins the contest this year will be allowed to host the contest next year. They're going to have a nice trophy as well, which looks a little bit like a glass microphone. How you win the contest? Very simple. There is a mix of people in a musical jury. That will constitute half the vote. The other half is made up from public votes through texts, SMS, and a standard phone line vote. All of that adds together. I'll explain about the songs, about how the semi-finals work, about the voting and the scoring and all that throughout this week on our small Eurovision guides here on the podcast, just to get your appetite whetted, to make sure that you're completely up to speed with this riot of colour and music, of stage show spectaculars, of sequins, of key changes, of occasionally singers getting it slightly wrong, over-the-top performances, quiet ballads, massive power solos, and whatever Russia have decided to send this year. I'm Ewan Spence. You can leave your comments back at the main website, which is ewanspence.com/blog/blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah, or bit.ly/EwanESC. Your comments are very much welcome. They're also welcome on iTunes as well. Once we get this posted and in there, feel free to leave your reviews, comments, and star rating as well. It is going to be a great month. And the great thing about the internet is you don't have to tell people you're enjoying it. You know. I'll know as well, because you're going to tell me. Just by email, ewanspence@gmail.com. But join me. This is going to be a fantastic year for Eurovision Song. Right, electrical guitars.